And that's why we're having so many problems in churches, because you know what? People want to have their ears tickled. They want to listen to preaching that doesn't convict them. They want to listen to preachers that just say, hey, you know what the best thing for you to do tonight is if you guys all walk out feeling really good about yourselves. That's the best thing. You know what? I think Jesus' message was just love. That's it. Love, love. And did I mention love? Point number one, God loves us. Point number two, Jesus loves us. Point number three, the Holy Spirit loves us. Hey, those are all true. But look, there's a dearth in the land of preachers that will stand up and say, look, hey, you're wicked. You know why you're wicked? Because you're a fornicator. Yeah. And you know what? If you're fornicating, you can just get out of here. Right. If you're committing adultery, why don't you just hit the door? Right. Why don't you do right by your wife? Why don't you do right by your husband? If you're stealing, hey, just because it's a pencil or you got a pen collection from work, you're still stealing. Thieves shall not inherit the kingdom of God. That's what the Bible says. Unless you're saved, right? But anyway. But there's a lot. Can anybody think of anything that I'm not saying? Yeah, I do it. Blake? Classes on baptism. Hey, show me the chapter and verse where people are doing classes on baptism. You got to make sure they really, really understand it. Hey, you got to understand it to the T. Is that what you see in the Bible? No, you see people getting saved, and that day, that night, that moment, they got baptized. Amen. Anything else? Sean? Bookstores selling stuff in churches. Hey, Jesus flipped tables over and freaked out. He literally flipped out. He made a belt, a whip, and was whipping people. He was just all about love. He never got mad. He never got angry. Of course he got angry. It's wicked to sell things in church, period. Amen. It's wicked to have a bookstore inside your church, and you know, instead of just giving some new convert a Bible, you say, hey, that'll be $19.95. That's the Ruckman, that's the Ruckman Study Bible there. That's like calfskin or whatever. Hey, if you want to give someone a calfskin Bible, then pay for it yourself. Well, we got Bibles available. We give Bibles to anybody that gets saved. We have them readily available. We don't charge for anything at our church. We don't charge for... Some churches charge for soul winning. Remember Temo? Temo preached that sermon where they were like, hey, come to this class. We'll teach you how to do it for $19.95. You got the ShamWow mic on? No. I'm sure their gospel presentation was really good, too. What's another one? Anybody got another one, Brother Justin? The Scofield reference Bible. The Scofield? Yeah, just having a reference Bible, having a commentary. Look, this is what happened to the Jews. They got buried in their commentaries. And so we, this Bible right here? You see any commentary right there? Matt, Mark's? Oh, that's in Hebrews. Okay. There's no commentary. You know why? Because I just have a plain printed Bible. Because if you're listening to the commentary of somebody else, do you know that that person's saved? Scofield surely wasn't saved. What's another one? CJ. Yeah, CCM. Even the music. Hey, once the music goes liberal, the church is going to follow right afterwards. You know, and actually having a difference between male and female, that's another good one right there. Yeah. Women wearing dresses and skirts and men wearing pants.
Right.
Yeah, but people think we're weird and we're freaks and we're this and we're that because what? We teach what the Bible teaches? Right. You know, their tradition is those are pants made for women, so they're okay. Really? Well, what about the dresses that are made for men? Anybody see that picture I posted about the Mormon missionary with the dress on?
Right.
In Hawaii? And the other one had a purse? Well, you know, the Mormons are really sliding down pretty fast. They used to look, at least look like they were, you know. Okay, but they're wearing dresses. Oh, we're all things to all men that we might, by all means, save some. Because people in Hawaii wear dresses too. I told you that story about when I went to the bathroom and I thought it was the men's restroom and it wasn't. It was the women's restroom because the picture looked like a girl. Because the picture... was a dude in a dress. See how society's trying to mess with us?
Yeah.
You see how these churches are just folding like tents. They're folding like chairs, and they're teaching for doctrines, the commandments of man, just like the Pharisees of old. And they want to call us Pharisees. Hey, I'm still standing on the Word of God today. I'm still standing on the Bible today, and this is what I believe. Hey, and if I'm wrong about something, come and show me, and I'll change.
Yeah, amen.